Our guest of the cafe this morning is Rick Miller with the Center for Applied Leadership. Rick, good morning.
Good morning.
You showed me an article here not long ago. This is a New York Times article, and the title of the article is will take you aback a little bit, I suppose, if you're in management. But it's the utter uselessness of job interviews.
Exactly.
And the fact that the theory here is that the job interview really doesn't accomplish what it's intended to accomplish too often.
Well, that headline grabbed me.
Yeah.
Because I think it came out in April, and I was thinking about the people that had called me sending resumes and saying, do you know who's got anything open, and would you take a look at my resume? And I thought of all my friends in HR and all my friends at placement centers that spend countless hours prepping people for that interview, and the amount of time that I've spent interviewing people. So I read that title and I went, now wait a minute, that's heresy. And then I began to read the article and the study, where this one study showed that there can be some false positives there. And I think the example they gave is this young woman came into her interview, and she was calm and collected and just wowed everybody. She thought she was getting there early, and in fact, she was 25 minutes late. And so instead of looking at her sideways and giving her the side eye of, well, couldn't you even, you know, be decent and be on time, she handled it as if she were early and on time and prepped, and they interpreted that as, yeah, this person is calm and collected under fire.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we definitely want this person.
Which may or may not be true in this particular case.
Well, I'm thinking, as they relayed later in the article, no, she's not. She's the type that would have probably fallen apart,
yeah,
because she is a conscientious person. You know?
Yeah. So you may be drawing conclusions that are not accurate conclusions.
Yes. Yeah. And so they did a study on this, and with interviewees and viewers, and they randomized questions, and they had the interviewees give random answers to yes or no questions, the type of questions you as an interviewer would never ask. And then they looked at it, and then they looked at it from another way with undergraduate students who are applying for college. Does GPA and study skills and all that stuff, really, is it a good predictor? Or many colleges depend on that face-to-face interview. Does it really give you a true picture? And I think because so many people are prepped for that interview, they run through all the possible scenarios, that they may ace the interview, but they may not be the student that you think that they are.
We're talking with Rick Miller. Rick is with the Center for Applied Leadership. There's another suggestion here, which seems very obvious, but one option is to structure interviews so that all candidates receive the same questions.
Well, which is, you know, to me, that's not a new thing, because
no, not exactly.
That's exactly what the state of Texas,
right,
require you to do,
right,
right here at our university.
And then use the interviews to test job-related skills rather than idly chatting or asking personal questions. So this suggests maybe getting back to the nuts and bolts of things.
Well, and you can do that. And I will say that we have some excellent interviewers on this campus that can take those pre-approved questions that HR has approved and said, these are the ones that you're going to ask. But they work them in such a way that the person feels comfortable and begins to talk about themselves,
yeah,
and reveals themselves.
Yes.
But, you know, like L3, our neighbors down the road, they do things like, you know, take the person to dinner and they watch, and sometimes it's a golf outing, and they see, does that person, Procter & Gamble is famous for this, is taking people on a golfing outing, and there's an open bar. Does that person know how to control themselves? Does that person, have they really grown up, you know? And if they go for that third beer, they're off the list, you know?
Well, we'll make a link to this. It's The Utter Uselessness of Job Interviews, an article in the New York Times, and make of it what you will. and you know, decide for yourself if you think job interviews are as useless as the New York Times.
Well, just be prepared and remember, they're going to ask questions you don't know, but never let them see you sweat.
That's the best answer of all right there. Rick, thanks for having a cup of coffee.
Thank you for the coffee.
All right, and it's Rick Miller with the Center for Applied Leadership, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETY.